Oh! Have you ever been fired from a job?
That's a good question.
Yes, many times.
He has had some really big success with his music in the country genre, and he has a new single and a new video called June in July. It is Robbie Johnson. Hello.
Hello, Sue. Thanks for having me here. It's great.
It's nice to see you again. So yes. I keep running into you here in Nashville.
Yep.
Like, we met originally at CRS, at Country Radio Seminar. Like, I just love who you are. I love what you're doing. And then I went and I listened to his music, and I was like, oh, well, come on now.
I'm trying my best, you know. You want to put the best you can out there, and I'm liking it because now I'm getting even more involved in the process, mixing and
ooh,
all that.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
So we got to talk about kind of your early success.
Yes.
Like you kind of hit the ground running.
With your
yeah. music career. So, I mean, you were working in a manufacturing plant. You were also doing some sales. How did you kind of discover, maybe I should be doing singing for a living?
Okay, so I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to be an artist. I was, you know, even though I was already writing songs, singing in the shower, singing at the manufacturing plant.
Right.
Because the noise was deafening. So I could sing
and
people
awesome.
Would hear me. So that was kind of cool. And on the road, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
being
where
a sales
I sing.
Rep on the road,
oh, yeah.
you know, singing in the car and all that. But I didn't want to be an artist.
No.
But people bought me a studio session for a demo.
Okay.
To do a demo. And I was like, oh, my God, I got that for Christmas.
What a great and, gift.
No, it's the worst
like,
gift ever.
The worst gift
when
ever.
I got it, you know, there's a video of me, and I'm about 60 pounds heavier. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I'm not happy, but I'm not. People can see it,
right?
But I don't want to see it, and
yeah.
they're like, "Okay, let's give this to Robbie." And so I received the gift, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, great gift." And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is the worst thing." And so I went there with no apprehension, you know, and I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna do a country, you know, country rock song that I wrote. I'll be there rocking and rolling." And then we start singing, and the guys, the players that are there, are like, "Oh my God, who are you? What?" Are you doing here? This sounds like Nashville. You should move to Nashville. So that's how it started.
Wow.
And, you know, going back home with the song, listening to it in my car, I'm like, oh, my God, there's something here. But still, I wasn't ready for it. You know, I was kind of, you know, trying to get away.
Right.
I think it's because it was scare me. Deep inside, I knew it. But I was afraid,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to see it. But, you know, I put it up on the internet, YouTube and all, Facebook back then. And it just blew up. And then people from everywhere started reaching out to me. There was Tom Roach, who put me in contact with Jimmy Nichols here in Nashville. And I started doing some trips here and there. And that's how it started. That's how it all started.
And
because
I
was a sales rep on the road, you know.
Right.
I didn't.
So you came in like, I don't know anything about music business.
Exactly.
Like, you're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not like I was singing in bars
right.
for 10 years, you know,
right.
prior. I was green.
Wow.
As green can be. And I met with a big guy in Nashville at Sony, and he was telling me, listen, we're going to help someone who truly believes that that's what he wants to do. I mean, if you come here a weekend, here and there,
right.
a couple months, then go back home and then come back and try, we're not going to help you.
Mm.
But if you move here, if you believe it enough, you're going to move here and you're going to commit more than 100%
wow.
to it. So that's what I did.
That's great advice.
Yes, great advice. And I got here like, hey, I'm ready.
Come I'm
on.
Here.
What am I going to be playing on the radio? And they were like, Robbie, it's a process. You know, it's a 10-year process. And I was like, coming from sales, you know, the sky's
oh,
the limit.
Right, exactly.
Sales. I was like, why would I limit myself? So what happened is we released the first single and a music video. It went viral. And I ended up being on The Late Show. So I went from being in a car selling products to then being on The Late Show and then opening for Keith Urban, my first real gig in front of not my family and friends, but, you know, real people.
Now, right
fans.
After that, when you got that call, did you just go play the lottery after that? I mean, because
oh, It was crazy, but it was maybe too fast.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have done the bars, you know, 10 years and yeah. do that. I wish I would have done that yeah. before. Because it's know, like the steps it's, were so high.
It's so hard when you got raw talent, you know, it's just so hard. I'm giving well, you actually, a bad time.
Actually, if you can see, and, you know, if you can see the footage of me on The Late Show, it's quite funny. I wasn't quite ready for that.
I would be, I think I would probably pass out because my heart rate would be like, I'd be freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I got on stage, you know, and rehearsals, it went great and all that. And was, hey, come on, I can do this.
Yeah, right.
But then when you have David Letterman presenting you, it's something else. It's, so yeah. I was, you know, I was holding on to the mic because I felt I was about 100 feet higher.
You got to sit down. We're going to cut your head off.
In space. Yeah. So I had to hold on to the mic and come back down into my body. It was almost an out-of-body experience. Like, oh, my God, what's happening here? But it's kind of funny because we were playing with the CBS orchestra, and Schaefer was like, you know, he was playing. He was like looking right. at me like, what's going on here, you know? So but it went great, you know. Yeah, it was
that fun. Is so cool. Now, you have a really good story about Garth Brooks yeah. and kind of like where you started in music. And so I'll let you tell the story.
Okay.
It's a really good story. I've heard it before, and it's a good story.
You know, I was always into music, but, you know, pop, rock, EDM, you know, right. all that. All type of music I love. But I had never heard someone sing to me. Like Garth. And one time, so I was at my cousin's house in Hartford, Connecticut, and he had a player and he started playing Garth Brooks. I'm like, oh, who's that? You know, cause I love country music. I know country music, you know, Dolly, Kenny and all, you know, but never, I had never paid attention to Garth Brooks. But man, I mean, when he sings, he's talking directly to you. That's why he had so much success. And he makes you feel so special. And it just drew me in, man. I'm like, wow.
And that's where you're
music.
Like, country. It's going to be country, y'all. And country, then what happened?
And so I fell in love again with country music, but even more deeply because, you know, I had more life behind me and it appealed to me a little more. But then the greatest thing is 50th CMA Awards, I get to be on the floor of the CMA Awards, and he's right there. I'm in the third row or something like that, and I'm sitting next to Tanya Tucker, who's trying to hook me up with one of her niece or something. Like, hey, my niece, you know, it's kind of funny. But then during commercial breaks, everybody gets up. And
right.
Up, and I was so nervous, but I walk up straight to him.
Wow.
And he just gets up. He takes off his hat, you know, like on yeah. Garth, you know, and
right.
he held my hand for those 2 minutes while we were talking. And I was telling him, hey, man, you're the reason I moved to Nashville. And I took the sleep. You know, you made me fall in love with country music all over again. And you're an inspiration. And he was like, man, well, come on, hang in there. You're doing great and keep on doing it. And it was so, so cool.
I just love that story. Yeah. I mean, Garth just is, you know, Garth is Garth.
He was asking me about, you know, how I was doing, if everything was okay.
He seems genuine.
Oh, he's
like,
totally
it's authentic
genuine.
And real. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you will meet an artist and first thing they do, they take out a Sharpie and like, okay, where do you want me to sign? But Garth was totally different. He was like, he wanted to know about me.
Interesting.
And he was really interested in me. So that was really cool. I loved it.
Okay. It makes us love Garth even more, right?
Yeah.
So we got to talk about McDonald's.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, when you were growing up, you know, things not easy home life wise when you were a kid. And so you did work at McDonald's.
Yes.
So I'd love to hear about this because there's this great video you can find on YouTube. Skills for Life, and talking about kind of singing the praises of McDonald's and what it did for you in your life. It's such an emotional video. I'm going to put a link to it, I think. Seriously, because I was like, I wanted to cry. And it was you coming back to your hometown after having some success. So tell us about that experience.
And the house of my youth, that was so weird. It was very special. Grew up it was hard, poverty and all that. We didn't have a car, and mom divorced. I was really young. I never got over it. I'm still, you know, and it's funny because I was five, and that little boy, I just took him and shoved him really, really deep somewhere inside and started a new life, a new hard drive, basically a new life. And, yeah, going back there was crazy, but growing up was really hard, you know, having, you know, rags, and it was tough. And I had growth issues because of that. You know, I wasn't eating as I should have been. But then I started working at McDonald's, and I started feeding myself, and I got bigger. And I was able to buy some great clothes, and it was great. It really saved my life. I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for McDonald's.
See, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great job, great team. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, in that video, when you come back to your hometown and kind of see everybody there, it's just very moving. I will put the link in the description because it's worth watching, definitely. All right, let's talk about new music.
All right.
June in July.
Yes.
So we're technically in June. So June and July, tell us about the song. Tell us about writing the song. You've got the music video out now. So tell us all about it.
What's funny about the song is that I write the song and I have the chorus, and I finished co-writing it with Danny Rader, who's my producer, with who I co-produced all my stuff. And I write the song, and I didn't realize it was about me until I'm in Florida shooting the music video and seeing it, you know, on camera, like, hey, wait a minute. My first time was with an out-of-towner.
Oh, okay.
And it was during July. So, like, oh, my God, it is about me.
And was her name June?
No. No, I'm going to keep this private. I don't want anybody go out there and try to find June. I won't say where she's from.
There you go. Probably a good call.
But I'm like, oh, my God, it is about me. Because, you know, and in the music video, there's a point where she just sprays perfume inside the hat and all that.
Oh.
It's like, man, it's you know, I wasn't a mechanics, but still, it's pretty much my story.
It's great.
So, yeah,
it's really fun.
Until I'm shooting the video.
So did you just, like, channel that, like, when you were writing it? Like, where did it come from? It came from somewhere. It was, like, way back there.
Yeah, you know, AI on
AI, ChatGPT.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's just in the way I write. Is just, I just let it in. And I don't question it. I just let it in, let the music, you know, play the music and just let it come to me. And that's what I had, you know, on the piece of paper. But it's pretty weird that I only realize it's about me.
I know.
Once I'm shooting the music video and I'm seeing the story unfold, I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute. This feels familiar.
This feels familiar. Oh.
Well, it's really great. It's called June and July. Yeah. You guys can check that out on YouTube, and I will put a link in the description as well.
Yes, we got to get those views up.
It's
doing pretty good now.
Good.
It's
a great
100,000 views. So it's doing great, yeah.
So you also have a big performance coming up this month at the CMA Fest, playing at the CMA Fest.
Yes. I am so excited. After all these years being in Nashville, I finally get to play, you know, because I've played, you know, surrounding the CMA Fest, all there downtown, but never for CMA Fest.
Yes.
But now I'm going to be on the Spotlight stage.
Perfect.
June 11th, 2:30 p.m. I want to see you guys there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will be there.
Great.
I'm going to be there. I know all about the video cameras, the whole deal.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Come on out and you can meet Robbie and me, and we get you on camera and you can tell us how great he is.
So, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we are going to play my world-famous game, Truth or Truth.
It's Truth or Truth.
All right, it is time for my world-famous game, Truth or Truth. Are you scared?
Yes.
A little bit?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I do have...
I am scared to
death. Truth is. Okay, so I have to point out, now this is the first time y'all have seen these on the show, these actual cards. They're real cards that with the real questions on the back. And you can get them at upandcountry.com. I got to do my plug.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready to pick a card?
Nope.
Go ahead. Pick a card. Any card.
Oh, my God.
You can decline.
Who came up with the questions?
Hello, I did.
That's what scares me. Oh!
Have you ever been fired from a job?
That's a good question.
Yes, many times. The first time I had two full-time jobs.
Okay.
I was working nighttime and daytime, sleeping about 2 to 3 hours a day.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. I wasn't making a lot of money because it was low-paying jobs, but still I was working crazy. And one time I was so tired. I would go to the restroom and just sit there and fall asleep for a minute and then get back up. And I was so tired. Every little noise were like huge. It was, everything was intensified because I was so tired. And then we had a shipment come in, and usually you have to check, you know, the inventory and make sure that everything is squared. And, but I started moving some stuff around and putting it, you know, in the inventory, and then the boss comes up and she's like, oh, we weren't supposed to receive any of these. Like, oh, okay. You counted them? Like, yeah. And I kind of did, you know, like a white lie, and then, but it fired back.
And you're
like, fired. Yeah,
I got
fired. And also, so many times. And it's not because I'm a bad employee. No, it's that time is because I was exhausted. It didn't make any sense. And, I got fired.
Okay.
Times. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're not going to fire you from singing music, so.
I hope so.
You want to do another one?
No.
Come on.
Oh, my
I usually
God.
Do three. You want to do just two?
No, it's okay. It's fun. It's fun. Oh, God. Okay. If you could get away with a crime, come on. What crime would you commit and why? Oh, my God. I don't think I could do that.
Get away with any so crime. Bad. Any crime, you could totally get away with it. No crime?
No, when I was a little kid, we were in a store and there was those cool Scooby-Doo glasses.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted them so bad, and my parents were like, no, and I was like maybe three or four, I don't remember. And they said no. And I said, hey, I'm going to have them. So I just took them. I didn't know anything about stealing at that age, you know, but I took the glasses
you got into some trouble.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, I'm in the car and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You said no. Why are you? So I had to go back. And,
Yeah.
Bad experience. No, good experience because.
Well, then you're like, I won't do it again, right?
Yeah. So I'm not going to steal Scooby-Doo glasses anymore.
No more Scooby-Doo. Maybe the Ray-Bans. Why not?
Maybe drink wine from somebody else's glass or beer.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I could do that. Have you ever gone skinny? Yeah.
They don't know what it says.
Skinny dipping. Yes. Yes, I've done skinny dipping a whole lot.
In a pool or in a lake or both or?
Both. Everywhere I can, I do it.
Everywhere I can take my clothes off and get water.
The sensation of water going, oh, it's insane. I love it. No, but really, I did it in a lake, nighttime.
Yeah, of course.
And, and swimming pool, of course. You know, a bunch of kids in the swimming pool.
Yeah, right. We're finding out the real details here. So I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Actually, it's more of a, what other language do you speak?
Russian, Italian. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, I only knew one of them. Not
French.
That. French.
Oui, je parle français.
See, there you go. Now, you also have a few songs in French also.
Yes, I do have a few songs in French, and I'm getting a good response from them. Yeah.
They're beautiful. They really are.
Thank you.
So that concludes the round of Truth or Truth.
That was easy.
You're okay. You're off the hook.
Awesome. I kind of like this.
Okay, you want to do, do one more?
Let's
do
one more.
Okay, one more. See?
Let's see if I like getting in trouble, as you can tell. All right. What app do you waste the most time on? I don't really waste time on.
No?
No.
No Tickety Talk?
Nope.
TikTok.
I don't have it on my phone.
Really?
Really.
Oh, you should move to Montana. They just banned it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to stick. But, you know, we'll see. I don't think that I can live in Montana
now.
But
how can they ban it? I mean,
I know.
How can he do that? I don't know.
I don't know.
The process of doing that.
So no other apps on your phone that the music apps or anything like that?
Tools? Nope. No, I would say, well, sometimes watching, checking the news maybe.
Yeah.
I'll spend some time news checking apps, the news. Yeah. News apps. That's pretty much it.
You're too busy writing new songs, right?
Oh my God. Well, you know, being an indie artist, it takes so much of your time. You got to do everything. Like my music video, I edited the music video. I did the special effects. And I mean, so many things we have to do as indie artists. So, yeah.
Well, I am an indie host of a show, so I feel your pain as well.
Yes. A lot of work, guys.
It is a lot of work. So, it's a lot of work.
Yes. Thank you for your support, and that's really appreciated.
Yeah. Robbie Johnson, you can follow him on all the socials and on YouTube. You can see his new video for June in July. Thanks for joining us, Robbie.
Thank you so much. These cards are great. I want to see what other questions.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday. And be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me, too, at Sue Bonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. He wants to keep going. You're going to handpick him now, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm looking for the question.
I don't know. We could be here a while. There's more than 52 cards in here. So.
Yeah, it's a great deck. Love it.
There you go. Truth or truth.
Yeah. On a first date, very helpful. If you want to know the person in front of you, just take this.
Here we go.
Yeah. I mean, it would make for a fun date.
Though, it would make for a fun date. Maybe
really?
Third date. I don't know. Maybe.
No, first one. Go right into it.
Here's what you're getting. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks, you guys, for watching. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
I'm sweating. Yeah.